This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 6th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Officials continue to investigate the motive behind the Las Vegas murderous rampage last weekend. The perpetrator's woman friend did not offer many clues as to Stephen Paddock's motive. However, investigators did say that he would lie in bed, quote, just moaning and screaming, unquote, God's name. 2 Corinthians 5:10 reminds us that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are all well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. The BBC reports that deaths resulting from mass murders in America have increased to 350 in the recent decade, up from 79 in the 1980s. However, data from Gun Violence Archive and the Bureau of Justice Statistics indicate an overall decrease of gun murders by 31% from 1994 to 2017, despite a 56% increase in gun ownership. Pew Research has issued a list of non-religious or atheist humanist countries that are, quote, openly hostile, unquote, to faith. On the list, Azerbaijan, China, Cuba, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, North Korea, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. Congressman Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania has announced his resignation from Congress yesterday in the wake of an adulterous scandal. Murphy was implicated in a divorce trial for his reported sexual involvement with a married woman. According to recorded text messages, Murphy had pressed his mistress to undergo an abortion. Oddly enough, the congressman has a 100% pro-life rating on the Family Research Council's legislative scoreboard, and he voted in favor of the 20-week abortion ban last week. Jesus warned, "Woe to you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." The southern states of Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi are bracing themselves for the fourth big hurricane of the season. Hurricane Nate is expected to hit this weekend as a full-blown hurricane. The Puerto Rican death toll attributed to Hurricane Maria is up now to 34. However, without power, Puerto Rican hospitals are losing air conditioning in 112-degree weather. One hospital in San Juan says they've lost 49 patients so far, according to a report from National Public Radio. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a $4.1 trillion budget for 2018. The budget proposal includes significant tax cuts that will add another $1.5 trillion to the federal debt. Asylum seekers are crossing the Canadian border from the U.S. in unprecedented numbers, 5,700 according to a Fox News report. The Department of Education released a report on home education claiming that the percentage of children being homeschooled in America has leveled off at 3.3%. That's about the same number the department claimed in 2012. Dr. Brian Ray from the National Home Education Research Institute disagrees. His numbers indicate that homeschooling has grown by at least 13% in the last 4 years alone. Little Richard of rock and roll fame is repenting of his past behavior. In an interview with Three Angels Broadcast Network, Richard says he has abandoned his, quote, omnisexual life, unquote, and he wants to live holy like Jesus. He also emphasized that men should live as men, and women should live as women, as God intended. The hour-and-a-half interview included some preaching from the old rock and roll singer who has come to Jesus.
Because whatever you are, he loves you.
That's right.
I don't care what you are.
That's
he
right.
loves you, and he can save you, and he will save you,
yes.
and he can help you,
That's
and
good
he
preaching.
Will help you.
That's
mm-hmm.
good preaching.
That's wonderful.
He will help you. All you got to do is say, Lord, take me as I am. I'm a sinner, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory of
That's
God.
That's right. Yes.
The only holy, righteous person is Jesus.
That's right.
And he wants us to be just like him, because in order to go to heaven, we got to look like him.
Yesterday was National Bring Your Bible to School Day, and Kentucky's Governor Matt Bevin took the opportunity on his Facebook page to call students in his state to bring their Bibles and make it, quote, a point of conversation, unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.